Blog Talk Radio.
I have reinvented myself many times throughout my 63 years. Both personal and professional circumstances have caused me to take stock of where I am, who I am, and where I need to grow. Now I am taking my tips and strategies and turning them over to you over the next 5 radio sessions. I invite you to pick up a pen, paper, or digital device, examine where you are, and get ready to launch a reinvention in your life, both on and off your job. This session is designed for those who want to build and become an empowered mover and shaker in your home, on your job, in your community, and in our world. Good afternoon or good morning. This is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Hello, my friends. Thank you so much for listening. This is Carol Copeland Thomas, and we are back at it with a really important topic. Last week, we had a wonderful Black History Breakfast here in Boston. I will tell you more about it in the weeks to come. I thank everyone who attended. Really thank our sponsors who were there in full force participating and all the networking that went on. And it really caused me to think about how important it is to have face-to-face events as we do twice a year with the Black History Breakfast and the upcoming November 2nd Multicultural Conference. So thank you so much for all those who attended, participated, thought about us, prayed for us, and really had good thoughts coming our way. It was really, really appreciated last Thursday, and I thank you so much. So we're moving on now, and wherever you happen to be, it is either spring in your neck of the woods or it is fall, because I know that people listen from time to time in Australia, South America, and other places where the seasons are obviously the reverse of what we're experiencing here in the Northern Hemisphere. So wherever you happen to be, I know there's a season change that has happened. For me and for many people that I know, it's spring now. And many times we think about spring cleaning or fall cleaning, where you just sort of take assessment of your domicile, your home, your closet, your office, whatever it happens to be, and you say, I need to do some rethinking and re-cleaning. For me, I need to do a whole lot of deep cleaning, certainly because I have 30 years' worth of material here in my home office in Massachusetts. But that's a little bit of part of what we're going to talk about today. More specifically, I'm going to talk about the cleaning, and I've really called it reinvention, that needs to take place with you personally. And I say that because so often people, human beings, are accustomed to learning something once and then hanging on to it, or developing a pattern or a habit once, hanging on to it, and not wanting to change or make any changes at all. That's just human nature. We all like to do that. But in this world, because it changes so quickly, because there's so many moving parts to it, because regardless of where you are somehow connected to a larger society or a larger community, whether you are outside the Uttar Pradesh villages in North India that I visited wonderfully so a couple of weeks ago, or whether you are right into the thick of things here in the Roxbury, Dorchester, Mattapan community, there is some connection that you have with the outer world that then really makes it important for you to stay engaged in a very cooperative spirit, but in a way that is relevant and tangible to today. Now, I'm not saying that you need to throw everything away and start from scratch. That is not what I'm saying. It's not even practical from that perspective. But what I want to do over the next 5 weeks, 5 sessions, we're not going to meet next week because I have an important annual conference to attend here in New England, but we will be back the following week. And each time that we're on the air for the next 5 sessions, I want to take you through this process of reinvention so that you can hopefully on the other end of these sessions have a better sense of who you are and what you need to be about. This is sort of the incentive for this comes from a number of different factors. As I said in the setup piece, I have literally had to reinvent myself many times, more than once, and I really call them chapters now in my life. We'll talk more about the chapter concept probably next week or so. But I've had to do things differently and approach things differently, or at least change my perspective, A, to survive in this society financially, socially, et cetera, but also just to do things in a way that are meaningful to us. Case in point, 2 years ago now, this is about two years ago, I received news from a letter from my doctor that I had type 2 diabetes. And literally after receiving that letter, this is no joke, within 24 hours, I had a paradigm shift. I changed just about everything that had to do with food preparation, and healthy lifestyles. I cut out drinking beverages, sodas, should I say, and moved almost exclusively to carbonated water. I liked the carbonated taste, but the calories were killing me, and the sugar intake wasn't that good, so I moved to carbonated water, and I drink that exclusively. I drink coffee and tea and probably have a glass of wine here or there, but that's pretty much the end of my beverage intake. And food changed also. Breakfast became more streamlined, became healthier. So I did a lot of things that helped me to grow health-wise. As a result, within a very short time, I lost 25 pounds, and I'm currently still not on medication that normally is prescribed for people who have diabetes, because I'm trying to watch my weight and trying to do things in a healthy way. I need to recalibrate that right now, but that's the direction that I went in. So I realized that I could change in 24 hours. It only took 24 hours to make that change. There have been devastating things that have happened to me where I also have had to change my mind shift, or I've had to go through a transition just to cope with devastating loss. So it can be helpful to you to see how you have the capacity to make these kind of changes. It does not take a lot. I want to address also the fact that many of us, and I'll put myself in that category, are very, very busy. We have jobs that take us well into our 70s and 80s. I know people in their 80s who are still working and think nothing of it. I have people who have changed jobs, or they've gone through transitions, and maybe they're working part-time now. But the employment factor is still very much a part of their lives. And even if they retire, I know retirees now who are busier than they've ever been, taking care of grandchildren, having to move across country to take care of ailing relatives, lifestyle changes, all those things which put us in the space of being busy. I want you to watch the busy piece, and I'm talking to myself also, because the busy piece can put you into a space or a mindset where you don't have time to improve. You don't have time to grow. You don't have time to do the kind of things that are necessary to make you better. And so watch that. I just 2 weeks ago, I think it was 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, returned from India. I then had to immediately go into preparing the last minute preparations for the Black History Breakfast and a series of other things that took precedence. So I know busy. I live it every single day. But I also know that this whole concept of reinvention is extremely important, and it does take preparing your mind, preparing yourself, so that you are receiving the changes or the reverberations or the things that you need to do differently in your life. So the preparation is important, and it's all a mindset component. Right now, I have started, I'm into week two of a new mastermind group. I've been a part of a mastermind group for some time, and it's worked out well, but I'm in a new mastermind group that is a very intense 10-week business program. And it is where the rubber meets the road, and it has everything to do with changing your behavior and monitoring the thought process that goes on upstairs that drives us to do what we do, in my case, from a business perspective. So I'm not just talking this, I'm actually experiencing this now, and it's a very rigorous but a very healthy process. So there has to be some kind of preparation that you take, and I'm going to talk about a couple of steps that you need to take to really make this work. And I know many of you are listening to this as an archive, and I would think that you probably want to stop and review it a couple of times and definitely share it with others. And feel free at any time to email me at Carole, C-A-R-O-L-E, at mssconnect.com. That's Carole, C-A-R-O-L-E, at mssconnect.com. You can email me, talk about this. If you'd like to engage my services as an executive coach, we can talk about that as well. But I hope that this will be very valuable to you, regardless of what station in life you're in. So the mind preparation is probably the first order of business. You got to prepare for this process of reinvention. And it probably is not an overnight process. In the case of me and the diabetes scare, then that was a 24-hour process. But for you, it may take a couple of days or weeks just to really, really embrace this preparation to move forward in your life. So just think about it that way. And if you're serious, you will prioritize so that the busyness will not be a deterrent. And that's what happens. The busyness becomes the deterrent of why you can't change and why you can't reinvent yourself. So you need to take stock of yourself. Also, this whole process of thought and the power of thought is very, very important. I would say that in the next 2 weeks, because we'll meet again in 2 weeks, start making a list of your thoughts. What are your thoughts? And the next time we meet, we're going to talk about journaling and the importance of journaling, something that I've been doing for a number of years. So we'll talk more exclusively about that the next time. But in the meantime, if you don't journal or if you do, I want you to just start jotting down some of your thoughts. What are the thoughts that come into your head, especially if you have a new idea, if you're thinking about something, a major decision that's taking place? What are some of those thoughts that are in your head that you are embracing that make you who you are? I want you to just examine that very carefully, because that's going to really be an important part of how you reinvent, shift, and move forward. I also want you to develop a mindset of saying yes to new ideas and yes to new technology. Now, just this week, I switched to a new iPhone. I have had my iPhone 4S since June of 2012. So again, I'm not just making all this up. I'm telling you what I know. The phone worked fine. It's still working. I had no problems with it. It took great photos. It took me from point A to point B, and I rely on it very heavily for two things. Number one, my emails, because my business is heavily driven on email. So I had to have a working email system, and I had to have a working phone, because the phone calls come in for various reasons, obviously family and for business, community activities, et cetera. So those two things were important. And the iPhone 4S gave me what I needed, and it gave me more with the apps that I had on the phone, et cetera. I realized that I was literally out of space on that phone. I had no more space. I couldn't add another app. I had to delete pictures. There were some apps that I wanted to put on the phone. I had to actually take them off because they were taking up a fair amount of space. And so even though that phone worked well, it was limiting my capacity to move forward. And that's why the reinvention concept is important, because everything may be going very well for you now, and that's great, but there may be some aspects of your life where the capacity needs to be expanded, not changed dramatically, but expanded. So I did research. I went to the – I'm a loyal Apple person. I happen to run on a laptop, a MacBook Pro, which I'm using now for this radio show, and this iPhone 4S was fine. I've written a couple of books on devices. But I realized I needed to expand the capacity, and it was time to really look into getting a new phone. So did the research, and then this week took the plunge and finally got an iPhone 7 Plus, which I'm actually talking on now. It's the iPhone 7 Plus. And it works great. I still have access to the other phone, which I'm going to use when I do merchandise credit card sales and when I play Pandora and other things. So there are lots of things I can still do on the old phone. But I had to shift to the new phone because it was the kind of device that gave me the capacity to move in a quicker manner and to do things more efficiently. Also, it has a lot more space on it. So it was 32 gigabytes, and I think half of it is already used, and so I still have like 16 or 17 gigabytes or so that I can use, and that'll be sufficient for me probably for the next 2 years or so, and then I'll have to upgrade again. So my point is this. Sometimes things are going well, and that's fine, and maybe it's not a complete change, but maybe it's expanding your capacity because the current capacity that you have is not enough for you to grow. So that's something that you want to think of, and that goes hand in hand with saying yes to new ideas. And in another session, we will talk more about technology and the importance of technology. I also want you to think about not just now, but going forward with this whole reinvention process, of taking some time for you to step out of your normal habitual activities. And that's otherwise known as traveling. I'm a big one on traveling, and this is best served if you can get away, whether it is a mile away from your home or hundreds or thousands of miles away from your home, because oftentimes the distance from your normal habitual activities will give you perspective. I don't know why there's a connection there, but there's definitely a connection that when you can get outside of your space, it gives you the opportunity to prepare more succinctly, and it gives you a chance to review that life that you have back on the Ponderosa, should I say. So if you have the capacity to step outside of your normal work environment, home environment, now again, that could be to the mall, it could be a mile away from your home or your environment, and it could be hundreds of thousands of miles away, whatever that capacity happens to be. If you can do that in the next month or so, that will help you to get a capacity or get a perspective on how you could approach this whole concept of reinvention. So, with that said, that's how I want you to approach that. I want you to spend the next 2 weeks really, really digesting how you can move forward with this approach. whether it is unbuckling yourself from maybe some of the activities that are keeping you too busy, but maybe there are some other people who can do what you do. You know, sometimes, particularly as we age, sometimes we hang on too long. Sometimes you may be in a leadership role. You may have a project that you are nursing that you are working on very faithfully with the understanding that this is going to be your activity forever. Well, maybe forever isn't the way you should approach it. Maybe you are a temporary custody or custodian of that project, of that leadership role, until another person can come in and then take it farther, take it to the next level. So often, some people, and again, I put myself in this category, sometimes we get stuck because we don't know when it's time to, quite frankly, let go. So hopefully over the next 2 weeks, you're going to look at all the responsibilities that you have, look at your life, look at what works, what doesn't work, look at where you want to go. We're going to talk a whole lot more about goals going forward and figure out perhaps this is an ideal time for you to let go of some responsibilities that you have. I've had a number of leadership roles over the last 25, 30 years, a number of them, never, ever really looking at them as forever, but looking at them as I'm a temporary custodian. I'm going to do whatever I can in that custodian role, and I'm going to then turn it over to somebody else. So maybe that's the responsibility that you have. And actually, parenting is very much like that. Parenting is a temporary custodial role. You parent your children differently as they age. You shouldn't parent your children the same way now as they were when they were 3 years old, especially if they're 35 or 40 years old. So it's the same thing. Maybe there are some custodial roles that you have that would be best served either ending them, bringing them to an end, bringing them to a comfortable end, or whatever that happens to be in your life. So think about how that can happen for you, and that may also help you to develop this whole design that you need for reinvention. Now, the reinvention may work for you, and this whole concept of reinvention will work for you either personally. So maybe there are some personal goals that you have, weight loss, or you want to look a certain way, your image you want to change, or maybe there are some things you want to do developmentally with your writing style, with your speaking style, whatever that happens to be. You'll determine what is best for you. Or maybe this reinvention has something strictly to do with your career path. Or maybe this reinvention has to do with how you interact and engage in your community or the civic or social activities that you're involved in. You will decide, you'll determine what works best for you. But I hope that you will take stock, just go through this laundry list that I've given you today, because this is all about preparation, and we're going to dig deeper with our next session. So again, you have to have the mindset to do this. If you don't have the mindset to do this, this is not going to work. Trust me, it is not, because we're asking you to shift in order for you to grow. So figure out, do you have the capacity? Is this something where you need to expand your capacity in order to be a better person, a better professional, or whatever? Do you have the mindset? Is there thinking that needs to be tweaked or fine-tooth combed? Do you need to really step out of your comfort zone and move into a space that is different than your normal space in order to really assess who you are, what you are, and what's going forward. For me, travel is the best way to do it. If you have the ability to do that, even if you're going a mile away from your home to the mall, or you're going hundreds of miles away, can you step out of that normal pattern of your existence and then look and see how you can do things differently? What needs to be changed or expanded? What needs to be purged? What needs to really move in a direction that will move you forward? And also, don't do everything all at once. This mastermind group that I'm a part of now, I love the fact they said, just focus on one aspect of your business. So for you, just focus on one aspect, one thing that you want to reinvent, not your entire life, because that may just be too overwhelming and way too comprehensive at this time. So with that said, I'm hoping that you will be ready in the next 2 weeks when we come back to really talk about how you can dig deeper and move in a direction where this reinvention will be of benefit to you, to your family, to your staff members, to your colleagues, to your community. And we're going to look at it again in the next couple of weeks from many perspectives. We're going to deal with journal writing. We're going to talk about the resources that you need to build with technology and with probably just the whole concept of letting go, which, again, I'm talking to myself, can be very, very difficult. It can be very difficult to let go, move forward in a way that is proactive and beneficial for all parties concerned. This never means where you throw everything away, you abandon common sense, and you do things in a reckless way. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about a way that is sensible, that is logical, and can be done in a way that can be very cost-effective, too. A lot of what I'm speaking about and talking about doesn't cost any money, or it costs minimal dollars and can actually save you some money. And perhaps, and again, I'm doing this too because the whole concept of collaborating and collaborating on these kinds of activities and these kind of efforts can be beneficial so that you don't think of yourself as going alone and doing this all by yourself. So I'm hoping that you will take the next 2 weeks, this is session one, where you will step back and provide that space that you need to determine where you are, do some kind of assessment. Certainly you can email me. Again, my email address is Carol, C-A-R-O-L-E, at mssconnect.com. You can email me, but do things and sort of look at the perspective and look at your life, the inventory. You can inventory your life in a way that is very meaningful to you at this time. And then, you know, look at the aspects of your life, just like I looked at my phone, look at things that are driving forces, the very important forces in your life. And if there's any opportunity for you to step away from your comfort zone and move outside of that comfort zone so that you can properly look at who you are, where you are, what you are, and where you need to go, that will help you to say, that's my it. That's what I need to do from a reinvention perspective. And with that said, we will move ahead very happily over the next couple of weeks, and we're hoping that after about 5 weeks or so that you will be a better person because you will be proactively dealing with reinvention from your perspective. This is Carol Copeland-Thomas. We'll be back in 2 weeks with part two of this reinvention for your lives. Take care. Have a great week or weekend. We'll talk soon.